So, Bangkok Drive, how did that go?
Well, that was perfect. Makes me smile. Always
yeah, better than the previous one.
Yeah, that's definitely true. My back is old and tired, probably the same as I am. you know, we've been on the road now for 5.5 years, and definitely it's taking toll. I guess I'm getting arthritis, and bike was just calling for some attention.
Yeah.
I'm very, very pleased that I made it from Russia to Finland somehow.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, when I was basically supposed to have a hard time because motorcycle was getting repaired, I had this wonderful, beautiful time eating Finnish food, picking out on the excellent chocolate you guys have,
yeah.
And sitting in sauna half of the day. So that's really great.
Penka kertoo, että hänen toinen koeajonsa täällä Lappeenrannassa on mennyt oikein hyvin ja Venkan pyörään alkaa olla jo vanha ja ilmeisesti vaati osakseen kovasti huomiota, kuin näin yllättäen sitten rikkoutui. Moottoripyörä on ollut täällä Lappeenrannassa hyvässä hoidossa ja korjauksessa, ja sillä välin Penka on nauttinut olostaan Luumäellä joukokuninkaan vieraana. Hän on maistellut suomalaisia ruokia ja kerännyt istumaan saunan lauteillakin. Well, how much experience you had about motorcycling and driving by motorcycles before this trip?
None. I never rode a motorcycle before, and I've never had one.
Yes.
So my life policy is I don't need to be born smart. I can learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was one of the things. Of course, it was a little different when on a press conference asked me how many kilometers I've ridden. I said, well, less than 10,000. Basically, there's a couple of hundred. I guess exactly 630. That's how many kilometers I've ridden before I went around the world. And I think it was a great thing because it keeps you all the time aware that you don't know much, that you have to be careful, that you have to respect all those different times and situations, and you never know the road, you never know the rules exactly. You're just foreigner all the time, and being overcautious and careful, that really helps. At least so far, has helped.
Ennen ennätysretkeään maailman halkin Penkalla ei ollut minkäänlaista moottoripyörätuntemusta entuudestaan. Hän oli ajanut ainoastaan 630 kilometriä moottoripyörän selässä ennen kuin päätti sitten retkelleen lähteä. Mutta Penkan mielestä tietty kokemattomuus moottoripyörien kanssa ja reissun päällä pitää vain tarkkaavaisena ja opettaa kunnioittamaan luontoa, luonnon lakeja ja maailman teitä. Benka Pulka, you will be the first woman in the world who's been traveling continuously over 5.5 years around the world just by a motorcycle. You still have 2 more months to go, so how are you feeling at the moment? You're so close entering to the Guinness World Record book.
Well, I don't think about the Guinness Book of Records. I more think about the weather, how much snow I'm going to have for this next 60 days of the journey. My life is more day-to-day how-to-solve type of... I never see this trip as a big project. I never see it what has been done so far. It's more like...
Day by day.
Yeah, what the life is bringing today, what needs to be solved, etc. The only thing I might focus and I might think of in the future is Christmas, my first Christmas after 6 years back home.
Yes.
I think it's going to be great. I really miss European food, but in a way, basically, Europe is small, as you said, and I definitely feel I'm at home already.
Penka ei niinkään ole huolissaan ennätyksestä. Sen enempään hän on enemmänkin huolissaan alituisen muuttuvasta säätilasta. Nytkin lunta on jo kovasti tuloillaan. Penka elää päivä kerrallaan reissullaan tien päällä ja odottaa yli kaiken kotiin pääsyään takaisin Sloveniaan jouluksi. Penka ei ole pystynyt 5 vuoteen reissunsa takia jouluja kotona viettämään. Penka pitää tätä reissua itselleen suurena seikkailuna elämässään.
So, but everything seems to be all right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seems perfect.
Yeah, we are ready to go. So, what happens tomorrow?
Well, I'll be going to ferry to Estonia. Estonia, yeah. Latvia, Lithuania, and then Poland. And I will see. Basically, if I'm not mistaken, I have still another 10 or 15 countries to go.
Ah.
So still some work to do.
Yeah, but you said you're very, very close, almost home. So you have been on the road such a long time, Benka Pulka. Won't it be a little difficult to settle down back to your hometown in Slovenia and continue your normal life with your friends and family?
Well, I'll tell you later after I get back home, because I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, I'm doing a new trip.
Well, now that the engine is running perfectly again, why not? That's exactly what I was thinking yesterday. You know, this is really a shame. It would be a sin to park this motorcycle and leave it there forever. I have no idea. There's plenty of work to be done. I need to finish a book. I need to write a book. I need to do multimedia show. It's a lot of work. Connected still to this trip. And I don't know. I have no idea how much strength I have to sit down and just write. I just like to sit down and ride more than write.
Yes.
But we will see. That's going to be experiment of 2003.
Yes. Venga, good luck, and have a very, very safe journey back to home.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.